Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Americans are feeling tight-fisted these days despite cheaper gasoline. From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update. Well, we had news this morning from the Commerce Department reporting the latest economic data on income and spending for February. Both rose. Income up 0.4%. Spending up just 0.1%, however. Here to analyze is Julian Emanuel. He's U.S. equity and derivative strategist at UBS. Julian, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think about these numbers here today? I mean, 0.1% spending growth?
Yeah, it's definitely a head scratcher. I mean, part of what the Fed has expressed a little bit of concern about over the last couple weeks is that people aren't spending the way you'd expect with jobs growth this strong and with the gasoline dividend that we've gotten over the last 7 or 8 months.
And why aren't we seeing the so-called gasoline dividend, if as you call it?
It's a bit of skepticism on the public's part, but we do expect the public is going to end up spending this as these reductions are perceived to be more permanent as we get later into the year.
It's hard to believe, Julian, but people are already looking ahead to next week and first quarter earnings season. I understand expectations are very, very low.
Yeah, it's a combination of the hit with the dollar rally and the decline in oil. And so people, in our view, have now overshot their expectations for earnings. And what we think is going to happen is that, in fact, earnings will surprise as they typically do to the upside, which in our view is going to be something that will cause the sideways market to break up and out through the range sometime later in April.
A wise man once told me, if you want to beat expectations, you better lower them. Julian Emanuel from UBS, thank you so much for coming to Marketplace.
Thanks very much.
Boston's Northeastern University is reaching all the way across the country to give its students an edge in a tight job market. The school has just announced plans to launch a series of so-called educational hubs, which are essentially classrooms embedded directly inside select companies in Silicon Valley. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the new strategy is designed to teach where the jobs are.
There's a reason colleges rarely open branches on the opposite side of the country. They tend to be expensive and hard to pull off. But that's not stopping Northeastern.
When you have people in the workplace already, then we don't expect them to come to Boston. We have to go to them.
Joseph Aoun is the president of Northeastern. He says many people who already have a BA are interested in being retrained for jobs in science, technology, and engineering.
People who are in the workplace who want to retool or who want to advance, and their knowledge is becoming obsolete.
Northeastern is partnered with the San Jose company Integrated Device Technology to offer a mixture of long-term internships and classroom instruction. Scott Jasek is the editor of Inside Higher Ed. He says it's still too soon to tell how students will respond.
We'll either be seeing a lot of people going into the program, coming out and getting good jobs or having their careers advance or not.
Jasek says other schools might offer similar programs at a lower cost, but may not have the industry connections that Northeastern does. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Over the past 50 years, women have made great strides towards equality in the workplace, and in some cases, they earn as much or more than men. But as Renee Gross reports, when it comes to dating,
one old-fashioned custom is still being practiced, as men like to pick up the tab for dinner.
Portia Kazmierczak identifies as a hardcore feminist. She believes in equality at home and at work, but she doesn't believe in equal checks, at least not on the first date.
If somebody offers to pay for my meal, I'm thinking this person is considerate and they are maybe going to take care of me.
Kazmierczak uses the bill to express herself too.
If I insist on paying on a first date, it's because I'm not interested.
So it's kind of a shortcut to figure out what the other person is thinking.
Rita Seabrook is a PhD student in women's studies and psychology at the University of Michigan. She says when men pay for dates, they are sending clues to the other person. I like you. I want us to be more than friends. It makes things seem comfortable and certain when dating can feel so uncomfortable and uncertain. So the tradition has stuck around. But as Seabrook says, so has its other, more subtle message.
Men are expected to make a lot of money, and that women are expected to value men for their ability to make money.
Evan Major used to think these ideas never really affected him. Then he lost his job at the same time he was dating someone new. When they went out, sometimes he would pay as much as he could. Other times his girlfriend would cover his half. He says this challenged his sense of self.
There's like such a tight link between the financial security and the identity as a man.
But after the beginning of a relationship, men and women usually start to do things differently.
Couples start to split somewhere in the first 6 months.
Dr. David Frederick is a professor of psychology at Chapman University. He says when it comes to changing gender norms, things move slowly.
Causing those to change, I think, is a very long process that we've seen starting over the past 50 years.
But Frederick says as long as we continue to see a shift towards more gender equality in the workplace, there's no reason why we shouldn't also see the same shift at the dinner table. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Renee Gross for Marketplace.
You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace. In New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.